God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
A warm welcome to all of our listeners. This is Pastor Larry. As I look at our world, I see several very unfortunate things happening with regard to the family. I see, for example, the destruction of parental rights. The state wants to brainwash your kids so that it can prepare them to be citizens of the New World Order. I see sex ed programs that diminish and completely negate parental input, and I know why they don't want parental input. Do you know why? Because if parents knew what they're teaching, they would put their foot down and say, "No way, you're not teaching that to my 5-year-old daughter." It's unbelievably wicked. Drag queen story hours in the local library. Give me a break. No wonder the family is in trouble. We live in a godless society, and many, of course, not all, of the educators are raging heathen. And I'm being kind, sort of toning down my rhetoric. Our program today is aimed at Christian parents. I think you will find it a blessing. And it provides parents with a good resource, the 10-Minute Bible Journey. More than ever before, parents need to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And don't forget prayer and getting into a good church. We're going to visit on this program and the next with Dale Mason. He is the founding publisher and executive editor of Answers Magazine. He is also vice president at Answers in Genesis. And then as I look at the book, on the back of the book, it says that Dale is, quote, a fun-loving, hand-standing husband, father, and grandfather. Thank you, Dale, for being on the show with us with an introduction like that. I'd like to meet you in person.
Well, I'd have to talk to you upside down then, Larry.
Very good. I just love the material that Answers in Genesis puts out. And, of course, New Leaf, the book that we're going to be talking about, the 10-Minute Bible Journey, the big picture of Scripture in 52 quick reads. And it's really, I must say, it's well done. So, Dale, this seems like a pretty unique book. How would you describe it in just a sentence or two?
It is, it is an overview of Scripture. It's a 30,000-foot overview is kind of the way I like to phrase it. We go through life learning the specifics, but a lot of us never get the big picture overview, and without that overview, we don't see how the totality of the Bible really fits together, so that no matter where we're at in life, wherever we're at right now, we need to know how the whole thing fits together, and that's what this book really is designed to do.
Well, one of the things that I really like about the book, in fact, it says this in promotional materials about it, but I think it's very, very true. It says that the 10-Minute Bible Journey is a really fast-paced, apologetics-infused synopsis of God's Word. I love that. I know Ken Ham did the foreword, and you've known Ken, I think, from about 1982.
Yep, we've known each other a long time.
Well, it's certainly an interesting read, and with our fast-paced society today, the 10-Minute Bible Journey is certainly a very, very important book for every family. So, Dale, did you set out to write a summary of the Bible? I mean, what made you think that you could pull this off? This is a big job, a big dinner to swallow.
Man, the story behind the story here, Larry, is that actually, Ken and I have known each other for a long time, Ken Ham and I, as you just said. And I'm a grandfather. He's a grandfather. We've been in a kind of a race through our kids. I think he's got 17 grandkids right now. I've got 16 grandkids right now. I'm not quite 60 yet. He's not quite 70 yet. So I keep telling him I'm going to catch up. But part of this whole thing was that several years ago, Ken was sitting in my office, and I expressed to him my frustration as I was looking at the years ahead of me and trying to reach my children and my grandchildren with the years that I have left and do it, as best I possibly can. I was looking for a summary of Scripture that included apologetics. We're big on apologetics. Those are proofs from science and from the Bible that the Bible is true. And I wanted something for my kids, my grandkids, that was that big 30,000 overview of Scripture. And we just couldn't find it. It was nowhere. And I had expressed my disappointment, my frustration to Ken, and we were chatting about it, and And really, I was very burdened for this book, not just for my own family, but for the many families out there that I knew would benefit from something like that. Where can we find it, Ken? And he finally just looked across the desk at me, and he says, well, Dale, you're the one that the Lord has obviously burdened with this, so I think you're the one that needs to write it. And that's really how it came about. I did not see myself as writing this book back at that time, but that launched a multi-year deep Bible study for myself and putting the word in order and finding the apologetics to, in a fun way, include throughout the entire book, all 52 accounts. It's a chronological book, you know, you're going through the Bible chronologically, and the apologetics that go along with that just makes it that much more exciting to read through Scripture.
Well, with your book, you know, you can work with families and kids, and I think, you know, when we look at the left, they're trying to reach the kids 4 and 5 years old with all kinds of weird stuff, and we need to certainly reach our kids and our grandkids with good Bible material that stands scrutiny and close examination, that's credible, biblically credible, scientifically credible, and I think you've done a real good job in that. So tell us a little bit, who is this Dale Mason?
Well, who is Dale Mason? I call myself God's middleman because I like to just quietly do my thing, helping Ken do what the Lord has called Ken to do. I work on the magazine. Basically, I'm the editor and the publisher of the magazine and of his radio program, and then I lead our curriculum development in Answers in Genesis as well. So I'm very involved on the content side of the ministry and what the ministry does. But, you know, one of the reasons I do what I do was pointed out to me again just a few months ago, when my daughter-in-law, who lives near an Army base in New York State, took my 3-year-old grandson to a church-based preschool. And the very first day of that church-based preschool, she's thinking, well, he's going to learn a color. He's going to learn a letter. This will be great. He'll be with some other little kids. Well, the first day of that church-based preschool, the lady that ran it took the mommies aside and said, basically, we have a child here that is going through gender transformation, a 3-year-old, whose two mommies have decided to put him through gender transformation. So we need to make sure that we're positive about this. We need to talk to all the children positively about it, and you need to be supportive of one another. So she was taken totally by surprise. You know, of course, we were as we heard about it. And praise God that my grandson was not kept in that environment and taught how to be politically correct about LGBTQ and all that, but rather to learn how to love on people without endorsing what goes so solidly against Scripture. And so that's who Dale Mason is. I am about John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And for all my life, that's been my life verse. I want to help people understand there's one way to heaven, and that is through the real Son of God, Jesus Christ. And so our worldviews are, there are multiple worldviews, but there's only one that is right, and that is the Bible-based worldview.
Well, I've just seen it happen more and more. The world is after kids because they know that's the next generation. And if they can confuse the parents, and I think there are a lot of parents who are thoroughly confused. I mean, these drag queen Saturday morning readings at libraries are absolutely disgusting. And some of the parents, I've seen some interviews with the parents, they have no clue. God help us. You know, God help kids. Here they are, and they're just kind of, you know, they're really getting brainwashed by the devil. So this is, and especially the book that you've got, like I say, the big picture of Scripture in 52 quick reads, and it's thoroughly biblical. I certainly highly recommend it. Anything that you and Ken Ham would do, I think would be really great for young people, and especially now. A lot of kids are home from school. We don't know when schools will be opening. Moms and dads have a lot of time with them. This would really be a good learning tool for families, for parents. It's the 10-Minute Bible Journey. Well, Dale, what caused you to take on this project? I mean, this is, you've given us a little bit, but this is, you know, when you start something like this, you make a major commitment. I think I know what makes you tick, but maybe explain a little bit more, and I hope that the passion that you will express will be caught by many parents out there.
You know, we attend a small group in our church, a community group, whatever you want to call it, home group. And as I had started my personal study of how to understand the Bible chronologically, as I had started that myself, I was sharing in one of our weeknight meetings of our home group and just how much I was learning from this and sharing some of the really interesting, what I call, you know, nuggets that I had sat in church for decades and wasn't aware of. I didn't know that Isaiah prophesied for 3 years naked. I didn't know that. And, you know, there's just many things like that are included in the 10-Minute Bible Journey that I was learning. And so I was sharing these things in my home group, and person after person after person in that home group said, "Dale, turn this into a book. I need this. I need to understand this stuff. I need to understand how the Bible fits together." And, you know, at first they had been quiet. They didn't want to admit that, and that's the way we are. But as I asked for prayer week after week to a person, everybody in that group became my prayer warriors for this book. And so it's for the average Christian. It's for the average mom and dad, the average grandpa and grandma, to be able to reach their family. You know, whether their family means adult children or young children, all the way down to 8 or 10 years of age. The book is illustrated, high color pictures and questions and things like that. So, boy, we can reach the kids, and we can reach our adult kids. We can reach our grandchildren. We can help our adult kids to reach their children through tools, you know, such as this.
Well, one of the things that I really love about the book is that there are several bonuses. Angels, a rapid ice age, polygamy, that's always a big question that people ask about, 400 years of silence, a synchronized Christmas reading, John the Baptist, the frustrated Pharisees, who were the 12 disciples, and so forth. So this is another really, I would say, selling point or reason why a parent or anyone would want to get this book. I mean, the rapid ice age study is fantastic. Everything's fantastic. The explanation of polygamy in the Old Testament and the standard for marriage today. I love the frustrated Pharisees. They must have been weaned on prune juice or something. So who picked the bonuses? Was it your idea or you and Ken? Because these are key issues.
It was a combination of us that chose them, but they really came out of my own. I looked at myself, Larry, and said, what are the things that I still need to understand? I'm in my fifth decade of life. I've been going to church since I was 4 years old, and there's still so much that I don't, the big picture has not come together. What do I need to still understand? And so that's where, you know, that's why there's that section in there on angels. There's not just one passage on angels in the Bible. You know, angels are interspersed throughout the entire Bible. And so that bonus section that's there takes all those major sections that talk about angels and pulls that information together into one brief bonus section. The same thing with the Ice Age. How does that fit into the Bible? Where does the Bible indicate that there was ice and big areas and things like that? You know, so all of those bonus sections, and I think there's maybe 8 of them interspersed throughout the book, those were a reflection, again, of an average dad, myself, an average grandpa, myself, who was frustrated with what I just didn't quite understand the basics of yet, and I needed to understand those things, and that's why those things are there.
Well, you know, the fact that you have some really powerful spiritual points of application, I love all of them, but I'm looking right now at chapter 24, Gideon's amazing shrinking army, and then it makes a very important point, quote, Forget self-confidence. We need God confidence. Boy, that's relevant at any time, and I love the way you deal with Gideon's amazing shrinking army. That's another real plus for the book. So it's really, really a great job. Well, Dale, we're about out of time for this first program, but thank you so much. We're looking forward to having you back.
Thank you, Larry.
Matthew, please come to the mic and tell our listeners how they can get this very, very helpful tool, especially these days when families are together, perhaps more than ever before.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today is the amazing book, The 10-Minute Bible Journey. You will love the way this book takes major events and places them in chronological order so that they flow together. It is nearly seamless and gives you a whole other way of looking at the Bible. You can have a copy for a gift of $22 if you live in the United States and $42 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order this book and any of our materials on our website at swrc.com. We are sure, due to this quarantine, that your prayer life has improved greatly. This book will help you even more. Here again is Pastor Larry.
Well, Marvin, have you ever heard the name Monroe Bergdorf? Probably not. But if they ever make a handbook of names to forget, he should be at the head of the list. Monroe Bergdorf is a male lingerie model identifying as female.
He is a lacy underwear model who wants to identify as a lingerie model super chick. And he's very angry at Victoria's Secret because they announced that they would not use transgender models in their big-time annual catwalk.
Well, Monroe says, quote, "It's something beautiful and intimate, a celebration of femininity, something that every woman should have the option of being included in. True diversity is the future, and we should leave any form of discrimination and exclusion in the past," close quotes.
Monroe is the featured beauty in Blue Bella's campaign to champion women from all walks of life in a bid to redefine sensuality, with model and fire eater Sophie Lee, 23, who was horrifically burned, and albino student Joanne Dion, also starring in the saucy photos. Monroe Bergdorf added, "What's so amazing about this lingerie is that it can really emphasize your own femininity, and I am so proud to be part of a campaign that is encouraging all women to feel empowered and sexy in their own way and on their own terms," close quotes. The only problem with that is he's a guy.
You know, Marvin, Emily Bendel, the company's owner, echoes these sentiments. Quote, "We chose Monroe to front our Love Yourself campaign because she has proven herself to be a brave and bold voice and icon in an age of increasing social awareness. She has used her profile to advocate for a fairer world and to empower individuals to fight for positive change," close quotes.
Pastor Larry, we seem to have entered the age of the bizarre, and we are seeing really the abandonment of rationality.
Well, Marvin, I really don't think we ought to let people run away with the language. Monroe Bergdorf is not a she, and the things that Blue Bella is talking about will not bring positive change. They have hijacked the language. We should put an end to this. We should refuse to use time-honored words with time-honored meanings in a new and bizarre way. It is imperative that we do not endorse this madness.
The changing of meanings and the changing of names is not man's prerogative. Like the word marriage, it's always been between a man and a woman. They can't come along and call it marriage. It has to have their own name, like homo union or gay bonding or something, not marriage. What is happening today, Pastor Larry, is an attempt to make man God.
Well, yes, Marvin, I can call a brown mouse a white stallion, but that doesn't make the mouse a stallion. You're right. This is human arrogance at its worst. Departing from a binary world in which there are only two genders does not make good sense. The whole society seems to have lost their mind. A young woman by the name of Pardo had struggled with an alcohol addiction, weight problems, homelessness, and rejection by some of her own family. Nearly a decade ago, her cousin raped her in his home. But when she realized she was pregnant, Pardo made the decision to choose life for her son.
Pardo was 25 and living in North Carolina when her job took her out of town for a few weeks. She said she was staying with a friend in the city, but some of her cousins also lived there. One evening after work, she said she decided to visit them. They began to drink and reminisce about the past. Then suddenly, she said, she began to feel a little woozy.
I initially credited it to the fact that I had been working overnights and my body had just had enough. I told my cousin I needed to lie down and he offered his bedroom to me. I felt safe. I was with my family. Pardo said she fell asleep but woke up to realize that one of her cousins was raping her.
The next morning, a friend took her to the hospital where they contacted police. 6 weeks later, she discovered that she was pregnant. Being pregnant was very difficult. Initially, I wanted to have an abortion, but life did not fulfill that desire, Pardo said.
On June the 5th, 2012, her son Caden was born. He weighed 6 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen, she said. And in that moment, I knew he was God's gift to me. My life would be and has been forever changed. Today, she believes her son's life saved her. She said she kicked her addiction problem and lost more than 100 pounds of weight. I do not see my son as a negative product, but as a blessing. He saved my life. He taught me love, patience, kindness. He's not my enemy. He's my beloved. Close quote. Though North Korea is claiming that it has no coronavirus infections, the Hermit Kingdom is still getting hundreds of thousands of dollars from the World Health Organization to contain the deadly virus.
In a United Nations report titled Global Humanitarian Response Plan for COVID-19, last updated March 28th, the agency said that as of March 13th, the North Korean government reported to the World Health Organization there were no detected cases.
In another report, we read that at the instruction of President Donald Trump, officials with the White House Budget Office have instructed federal agencies to redirect money normally earmarked for the UN World Health Organization to other groups that perform similar work, including Samaritan's Purse and the Red Cross.
President Trump halted funding to the World Health Organization after demonstrating that the UN body failed in its study to adequately investigate early reports coming out of China regarding the novel coronavirus. Rather than conducting its own thorough investigation, officials with the World Health Organization parroted the intentionally misleading verbiage coming out of the communist country.
The decision to pivot some of the money to Samaritan's Purse comes as the faith-based humanitarian organization owned by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and directed by the Reverend Franklin Graham is operating a 68-bed field hospital in New York City, tending to patients suffering from the coronavirus. New York City Mayor de Blasio expressed his unhappiness with Samaritan's Purse, claiming that the organization was not equally treating all patients, especially those who are same-sex attracted. Franklin Graham said the charge was preposterous and said it was foolish to use his organization's belief in traditional marriage to malign the Christian organization that treats all who come with a need. Friends, we have a unique opportunity for you to be involved in evangelism and missions. We believe that Scripture teaches that our Lord is coming back soon after the gospel is proclaimed to every nation, tribe, and people group. Multiply thousands have been brought to Christ through viewing the Jesus film. The film has been translated into 1,700 languages and is available to be sent all over the world so that those unacquainted with the good news of Christ will be able to hear it and view it in their own language. We are offering a backpack that contains the entire system with all of the accessories necessary to show the film. Many of the areas that are now opening up have no electricity. Electricity is provided by a solar panel contained in the backpack. This is one of the most amazing evangelism tools for getting the gospel into virtually inaccessible areas. please go to our website to find out more about Operation Unreachable Now. Motorcycles are already available to transport these backpacks into the hardest-to-reach areas. Each backpack will be the responsibility of an American missionary who will show the film. Your gift can help get the Jesus film into the hands of those who will bring it to hungry souls. Glory, hallelujah. What a great, great time that will be. So please check our website for more information, swrc.com. Many of you will be traveling this summer. We all love to see God's beautiful creation. Whether you are on the New England coast, the desert southwest, or the prairies of Oklahoma, there's a lot to see, all the beautiful things that God has created. God instructed Adam and Eve to subdue the earth and have dominion. Now, some think that means oppression and control. There is a better understanding of those words. God told our original parents to dress the garden and keep it. This indicates our responsibility as stewards of God's creation. Please don't litter, and make sure your campfire is completely out before you leave it. And have a great summer.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today is the amazing book, The 10-Minute Bible Journey. You will love the way this book takes major events and places them in chronological order so that they flow together. It is nearly seamless and gives you a whole other way of looking at the Bible. You can have a copy for a gift of $22 if you live in the United States and $42 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order this book and any of our materials on our website at swrc.com. We are sure, due to this quarantine, that your prayer life has improved greatly. This book will help you even more.
When we offer an item for $30, we do not get to keep $30. We have to purchase these items we offer, which cost us about half of that. Then we have to pay the radio stations to play our program. We know you can get these items we offer cheaper at someplace else. But the little money we do get to keep goes for purchasing new items, paying radio stations, wages, utility bills, computers, and all the rest that keeps this ministry on the air. So when you look for a cheaper price online, remember the great program you just heard and say to yourself, I'll support Southwest Radio Church because I enjoy their messages on Bible prophecy and Bible teaching.
Thanks for being with us today. Be sure to join us tomorrow when Pastor Larry and Dale Mason finish this series on the Watchman on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Ministries.